Creative Renaissance Podcast are a series of interviews in which we ask thought leaders and innovators at the forefront of the marketing and communication industry six key questions. In this series, we explore the changing face of creativity as campaigns increasingly become holistic to cope with the multitude of platforms marketers now need to engage with their customers. This series of interviews is an educational initiative supported by the Australian Association of National Advertisers and the Australian Marketing Institute, and are created by On Communications in conjunction with Stellar Sound.
Welcome to this Ad News Creative Renaissance podcast series. I'm Peter Stevenson from On, and we're here today to talk with Warren Brown, Executive Creative Director and one of the founding partners of BMF, one of the world's leading creative agencies. Good morning, Warren, and welcome to Six Questions.
Good morning, Peter.
Thanks for coming up to Stellar today, mate. Well, you guys are based, just to set the scene for people, down the road from here in Pyrmont.
That's correct.
And you're in the old, is it the Festival Records building?
It's the Festival Records building where they used to sign the artists, record the artists, and actually make the records in the building. So we believe the building has great creative bones, and it's working for us at the moment, that's for sure.
Fantastic. Warren, what we want to talk to you about today is just how things are changing with creativity. It's a fascinating time where we're seeing, you know, ideas need to work differently today. And in essence, what we'd love to do is just hear your perspective on that. Probably the first thing I'd like to do is sort of take a time tunnel trip and just go back to how, you know, back in the 90s, you're working at the Palace, doing a lot of advertising campaigns, say AFL and another number of other very renowned campaigns. How have things changed since then?
Well, basically, I don't think the fundamentals have changed that much. I always think that your aim is to get out there and get people talking about the product or service that you're advertising. So essentially, that's all we're trying to do. But in the 90s, we were very limited in the channels that were available to us to be able to achieve that.
Uh-huh.
So if you take the case in point, the I'd like to see that campaign, the whole idea of that was to basically re-energise the game in markets where it wasn't popular and get people talking about it. So with the I'd like to see that, it was fortunate that the general public and the media adopted the campaign very quickly. In fact, Alexander Downer, the leader of the opposition at the time, was actually on the evening news saying, Paul Keating, a politician, I'd like to see that.
Yeah, so straight into the vernacular.
The vernacular, and then people could run with it. Now, today, we try and do the same thing, but I think instead of it going into the vernacular, it seems to get online.
Yep.
And we infect the general public that way. So, but essentially, it's the same thing, getting people talking about it, getting people to use and create their own ideas around a campaign to extend its legs, basically. They can bring their own creativity to the to the campaign. And then when you've succeeded doing that, then you're really getting bang for buck for your client.
And where do you think you're seeing that at the moment in some of the work you're doing?
It's an approach that we've been taking pretty much right across the board, to be honest. Getting talkability about a campaign is...
Talkability
is paramount in my mind. And I judge all our work that we do for our clients about the high level of talkability. Like for LAM and Australia Day, we try and create a buzz that extends way beyond just the marketing dollars that are spent to get our idea out there.
Yeah, and that sort of took a thought or something that we all knew and turned it on its head in a way into for a totally different category. So that was the thing that drove the talkability there.
Well, there was an opportunity there that Australia didn't really have a national dish, apart from a meat pie and sauce, I could say, but there was plenty of scope for another national dish.
Exactly.
And what better time to celebrate a national dish other than on Australia Day? So we felt that was a great opportunity. All we needed to do was find the right way without doing it in a jingoistic way.
Yes.
But making people feel proud of being Australian.
Yes.
And obviously, I think sometimes you need to create a bit of an enemy to make your point really strong. Yep. And the enemy we had was un-Australianism in this case.
Yes.
So un-Australianism was let's combat that. And the best way to combat that was to make sure you're having lamb on Australia Day. We generated last year $8 million worth of free media
exposure
off the one campaign that ran for about 10 days, I think. So.
Wow, that's fantastic. Mm. How do you foster change and creativity within BMF? How do you manage that?
Well, I like to approach it so that everyone's taken out of their comfort zone.
Yep.
So no one actually is allowed to get, will stay in a territory or a core skill or competency that they're comfortable with. So I try and mix it up as much as possible. Yep. So I always think that people do their best work when they're a little bit scared.
Yeah. Maybe
they're discovering something new, they're learning, and also they're trying to prove something to themselves that if they've given an opportunity that's a little bit beyond what they thought they could do, are they up to the challenge? And more often than not, they are up to the challenge. And when they're successful, it's enormously rewarding for them. My job is to make sure that the plates are spinning all the time and no one's getting too comfortable or falling back and doing just what they know or what's worked before. And I don't really care where a great idea comes from. And the way we structure it at the top end, the creative department has five creative directors where we all sit together, and our head of planning across digital, direct, retail, mainstream, myself, and our head of planning sits right in the middle of it.
Yep.
So it's very easy to, if you like, bat around an idea in amongst that group. And then obviously the creative department, they're similarly constructed so that they're all intermeshed so that they can flick ideas around amongst each other and help each other. So you get a fantastic collaborative environment. The most essential ingredient you need to have is a fantastic big idea.
That's it.
Without that, it's very hard to bring new creative skill sets into the mix.
Yep.
So the idea has to be like standalone, simple, strong, and hopefully a little bit crazy to get people interested in wanting to work on it. I mean, when we did the campaign for Wonder Performance,
Bread, the ducks.
The ducks thing, I mean, it was a bread specifically designed for teenagers, and we always try and find something interesting to say.
Yes.
So we thought, well, that's reasonably interesting, but then the leap we had to make, we said, well, what if it got into the wrong hands, or feathers in this case, and someone actually fed the bread to some ducks? Would the ducks behave like teenagers?
Yep.
And then we had the idea. Simple, one sentence. You know, it's like the 2-minute pitch.
Yep.
We had that simple idea, and then of course everyone thought, well, that's a mad idea, and they all wanted to contribute to it.
It seemed to me to be quite a lot of non-traditional work. Was there a lot of mainstream or traditional components?
We had the only real mainstream component that we had was an apology from the bread company, apologising for the duck behaviour, and it was all their fault. That's how TV, I think, will get used more and more in the future, where it'll be seen to be a key component of a campaign that works off what might have already been appeared or what already appeared online
or
a poster format or wherever
There's
you want
a different
to put
role,
it, or
isn't it?
Podcast or whatever. It's easy for the general public to play along with an idea if the idea seems fun, it's entertaining, and you've put enough good stimulating ideas out there to get them going.
It's a very dynamic time to be working in the business. What other agencies do you look at and see that are doing it well in terms of the way they're structured and the kind of work that they're doing around the world?
Yeah, I think the, I mean, for us, I would guess you'd have to say Crisp and Porter has always been an agency that we've definitely admired. They seem to be like an agency that doesn't really particularly specialise in any area, but they do specialise in big ideas that get out there, and they are multifaceted, if you like, or multi-stream creative ideas that are obviously very effective. And also, for me, retain this slight irreverence again that make people, I mean, we can live in it. If you only read the newspapers, you might find yourself getting quite depressed quite quickly. So I think people actually want a little bit of levity or a bit of reverence in their life, and I think well, let's have some fun. We can communicate with people in a fun, engaging way, and I think it actually tunes them more into be more more likely to take on board what you have to say, more predisposed to your message if you sort of lighten the mood a bit.
Yeah, and it's in a way it's treating them, the adults and the they're so marketing literate these days, it's acknowledging that.
I mean, the most brilliant campaign I think I've heard of recently is the launch for the Oasis album.
Right.
Where they got all the buskers in New York to play the songs before the album was launched. I mean, that idea doesn't cost anything.
Yeah.
But it's a brilliant idea, and you think, well, there's people walking around the city of New York listening to these songs before getting familiar with them before the actual album's launched. I thought that was absolutely fantastic.
I'm sure you get asked this question. New York, London, overseas, what are the plans?
Oh, well, we'll keep going until someone taps us on the shoulder and says, OK, you're a world-class agency now, you can have a rest.
OK. You just...
No, I think obviously there's still plenty of upside in this market and plenty of opportunity here. We have looked at places like London and New York. Personally, I think New York's probably a little bit ahead of London in the type of or style of work that we do. I don't think there's anything like Crispin Porter in London as yet. So there's probably opportunity over there in the future. If we think we've cracked the formula or cracked the code, we're sunk. So we actually have to make sure that we don't get too wedded to anything, no matter how successful it was.
Yes.
I think something like Forex Gold, we've had a campaign that ran for about 10 years, but we had to move on from that. Sam Kekovich for Lamb, we've done for about 4 years. But we're always looking and thinking, how can we improve things? How can we move on? Because I think, well, agencies always sometimes in danger of getting bored with something before the actual general public gets bored with it. But still, well, you have to keep looking forward. You have to keep searching for what is the new thing, because if you're flat-footed, you'll just get run over.
Yeah. And just coming back to, just to sort of finish up, the Noah's Ark, the whole idea of that means that you can plug in media, you can plug in all sorts, you know, you've got strategy, creative, but you can plug in media and you can plug in other disciplines within that. So it's sort of got a flexibility for you.
Yeah, we have about 200 people at BMF, and we have over 70 different job descriptions.
Wow, yeah.
So you can imagine it is a genuine Noah's Ark, and we've got... In fact, some of the beasts in the building, I swear, have got two heads.
But you don't want to know.
Don't want to know. So we do, with over 70 different job descriptions within the one company, if you have a great idea, exploding it out into a variety of, well, wherever you want to take it is not a problem.
Yeah. So that must be quite, just to sort of finish up, that must be one of the most, what's the right way of putting it, dynamic parts of the process. You have the big idea, you float it out into your Noah's Ark, and who knows what's coming back at you.
Absolutely. And, and to be honest, I don't care. As long as it's great, and as long as it delivers the result and energizes the market that we're trying to reach, that's fine. So we're not wedded to any particular medium when we start with our big idea. I wanted to get rid of a showreel. Most agencies have a showreel. I thought, for me, that's death.
Yes. We actually
It's saying this is what we do. Yeah, so what I've always wanted to do is basically do little case studies.
Yep.
And there, with a case study, you can say, okay, here was our task. Here's how we. Here was our idea. Here's how the idea rolled out into the public domain, if you like, or towards our market. And here's how effective it was.
Yes.
So if I'm a marketer coming to an agency, I say, okay, they might do some great stuff, but is it working? Well, we can actually show them, yes, it is working.
Yes.
And show them how that one simple, strong idea can be exploded out into a variety of channels.
I heard Todd Sampson speaking the other day, and he said the number of people who walk in and say, we'll have one of those, referring to Earth Hour. And they sort of roll their eyeballs and go, that's not an easy thing to do.
So that's right.
That gives you a great position, again, to be flexible, and comes back to the opportunity to be creative.
We'll find the right big idea for them. That's what we aim to do.
Good on you, Warren. Well, look, we really appreciate your time today.
Thank you very much, Peter.
Great to get an understanding of what you guys are doing down there. And all the best for the future in the Festival Record Factory.
I appreciate it. Thanks, Peter.
Good on you, mate.
The Avenues Podcast Series is an initiative from On Communications and Stella Sound. Avenues is Australia's top-selling advertising, marketing and media magazine. Visit oncom.com.au to register for our free fortnightly review trends newsletter. That's oncom.com.au.